Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where should we start? Where should we start as we pick apart the NFL schedule? I know you all are pretty excited about it, judging by what I got on my Twitter and what's now happening on Twitter and Facebook. In the last several hours since the NFL revealed its full 2019 schedule of games, many of you have sent me tweets and are now blowing up our Facebook page because I'm asking you the best matchups of 2019. So we can look at best matchups. We can look at toughest schedules, of course, based on last year's record. We can look at the revenge games. We can look at top primetime games. Where should we go? You tell me, where should we go? What are the best NFL matchups of 2019 as we look at the schedule now? Now, certainly you can have teams that come out of the gate that go nutso, that maybe change what we think about the schedule down the road. So a month in, it's all about trying to find consistency. We obviously don't know who the best teams will be in 2019. I mean, you can point to a team like the New England Patriots, of course, as a defending champ, but they've got a lot of changes. No more Gronk, a revolving door with receivers yet again. Lost a couple of key members of their defense. It always happens to Super Bowl champs. And so, yeah, you can say, based on the Patriots' history, they're going to be really good again. But that's a guess. And so we're guessing about who the best teams will be in 2019. But based on what we know, even if it's just personnel, quarterbacks, teams that have made trades, teams that have upgraded their roster on paper, whatever it is, it's still fun to look at these matchups and dream about the fall. Now, I'm still really enjoying the spring. Cherry blossoms and flowers. Oh, I just discovered my hydrangea finally has fresh green leaves again. I now need to bring out my lawnmower because in the last 10 days, my lawn has gone from total brown, which, you know, is great in Cleveland, browns. It was a brown yard to now, it's green and it's weeds. It's just, it's like a jungle out there. And so I'm good with the spring. I don't need to race right ahead to the fall. But it is fun to think about the possibilities coming up in the NFL. In week number one, it's September 5th and then September 8th. Those are your Thursday and Sunday games. So it's a long way off, let's be honest. But this is how the NFL whets your appetite. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, and we're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So you're finding us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. I'm going to get to your comments on Facebook because, as usual, you top fans are killing it. So you can find us on social media or you can give us a call, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. According to NFL.com, so this is not me doing the math or making the calculations, but NFL.com, the toughest schedules in 2019 belong to the New Orleans Saints, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Indianapolis Colts, the Broncos.
And I'm out of control beard, Andrew.
The Eagles. These are some of the teams that have the toughest schedules, but we'll start with the New Orleans Saints. And obviously the NFC South has been one of the most competitive divisions in the NFL lately. But it's not just the divisional games that will be tough for the Saints. And think about the places where they have to play. The great home crowds in the other, well, Tampa, I expect to be better this year because of Bruce Arians and the Buccaneers getting a guy who's got so much wisdom and experience, a football acumen that I believe they can really feed off of. But think about Atlanta. Think about the atmospheres in some of the other NFC South cities and why it's so difficult to play. But in addition to that, outside of division for the Saints, they've got some real difficult matchups. They have to take on Houston in their Monday night opener. And then they're back-to-back on the West Coast against the Rams and Seahawks. They've got the Falcons in Atlanta on a short week. So that's later in the season. And they finish up the year with a pair of road games, including one against the Panthers in division. And so according to the NFL, the Saints have one of the toughest schedules in 2019. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are also included in that, as much as I believe this could be a turnaround year for them. But again, playing in that same division, you remember how the Bucs started out last season. They were the spoiler of many survivor pools as they went into New Orleans and scored a ton of points on the Saints and ended up handing the Saints that initial loss before they won, what, 10 in a row? How about the Raiders and the Broncos in the AFC West? Out of division, here are the two other divisions they play. Okay, so you know every team plays every other team in its division twice. And then each division has to match up with two other divisions from top to bottom in the NFL. Right? So as much as you may think that the schedules are based on your record from the previous year, only a couple of games are actually fluid and based on how you finished the year before. So yes, the teams that have really strong records in 2018 will have a couple of games in their non-conference or out of division that will be based on how they finished last season. But the other divisions that you face in their entirety, so in the case of the AFC West, they have to take on the AFC South and the NFC North this year. So again, every team in the AFC West has to play every team in the NFC North and every team in the AFC South. But then they also have to play inside the division, the Chiefs and Chargers twice each. And so you already knew the AFC West was going to be really competitive based on what Kansas City and LA Chargers did last season. But now you've got the AFC West having to also take on the Packers, the Bears, the Vikings. We'll even throw the Lions in there as well, depending on where these games are, home or away. And the Oakland Raiders, this is a quirk in the schedule. Because they play the Bears in London, they actually go 6 weeks without a true home game. So that's a home game when they go on the road to play Chicago in London. But that game comes in a stretch in which they have road games in Minnesota, Indianapolis, Green Bay, and Houston. Oh my gosh! As if it wasn't bad enough to be a member of the Oakland Raiders right now. Antonio Brown, be careful what you wish for! Now, I know the Raiders don't have their own home at this point anyway, but seriously, they have to play Minnesota, Indianapolis, Chicago in London, Green Bay, and Houston. That's all in a row. Games on the road. The Eagles, speaking of road games, actually have to play three straight true road games. The Vikings, the Cowboys, the Bills, that's their October. Oh. So we know going on the road in the NFL is really difficult, and that adds to some of these tougher schedules in 2019. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. How about some of the top games in primetime? These are fun because the whole... Yes, fun. Thank you, Commissioner Roger Goodell. because the whole country's watching. Some of my favorite nights to work too, because we obsess over these games. If they're good, if the finishes are good, we can do an entire show on one football game when it's in prime time. And I do not believe that anything in the NFL is rigged, or any other sport for that matter. But it seems like very often you get rewarded if you invest your entire evening in one of these primetime football games on, say, a Thursday or a Sunday. Remember the complaints about Thursday night football not that long ago? Well, they've gotten a lot better. And while there is still the possibility for flex games late in the season, what we see right now of the primetime schedule, it's pretty scintillating.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so how about this one? The Packers at the Chiefs. That's a Sunday night game in week 8. Seriously, we get Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes on the same field, assuming that they're both healthy. And yes, I'm making those assumptions right now. But a night game at Arrowhead Stadium in late October, it could be cold. It could be awesome. You know it's going to be loud.
In the f*** was that?
So Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers on the road to face Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in a Sunday night game halfway through the NFL season. That's one I can really get excited about. Now, the Packers also are on the road at the Bears for what is the NFL kickoff game. So opening night, essentially. That's the very first game on the schedule, Thursday, September 5th. So you can circle that one, too. And while we're talking about the Browns, how about this one? Sunday night football, the Rams at the Browns, week number 3. Do you know this will be the first time in 11 years that Cleveland will host Sunday night football? No doubt Browns fans will be whipped into a frenzy even more. The dog pound will be insane. With all the expectations, I want to see them prove it against some of the best teams in the league. And the Rams obviously represented the NFC in the Super Bowl just a few months ago. Aaron Donald
Go
versus
Rams.
The dog pound.
Go Rams.
That's week 3. The Rams and the Browns on Sunday night football. We also get, just a week later, the Cowboys at the Saints on Sunday night football. This is, it's going to be so good. What? The more I talk about it, the more excited I get. I really think the Colts are going to be a force to be reckoned with in 2019. Considering how they played over, and once Andrew Luck got into a rhythm and groove, that offensive line was so good last season, so good. The defense was a nice surprise. And so I want to see what the Colts can do out of
the
gate.
I'm out of control beard, Andrew Luck.
And I wouldn't mind seeing this game in all of its entirety. I think it could be, even though it's week number 5, I still think you could have two teams that have found a nice rhythm by that point. The Colts at the Chiefs. So, are you sensing a pattern here? The Chiefs are in a lot of primetime games in 2019. The Browns play, as I mentioned, 4 primetime games in 2019. 3 of them coming in the first 5 weeks. So a couple of nerd alerts about the Cleveland Browns. I just mentioned that it's been 11 years since they've hosted Sunday Night Football, and they'll do that week 3. But how about this? No other team in the NFL has played in fewer primetime games over the past decade. The Browns have only been in 11 primetime games over the past decade. And obviously, they've... That directly coincides with what's been the worst record in the NFL in the last 10 years. But everything they've done in the last couple months, and even going back to when John Dorsey was first hired. So now we're talking about a little over a year ago, drafting Baker Mayfield, trades for guys like Odell Beckham and Olivier Vernon, the defense that started out so hot last year was a takeaway machine. OBJ, by the way, had some bad information. Remember, he was very cryptic with a tweet about the season opener. Turns out the Browns are hosting the Titans. I'm sure that's not what he meant. But the Browns will take on the Jets week two on Monday Night Football. And then right after that, they go into the Rams on Sunday Night Football. So they've got back-to-back primetime games week two and week three. And they also get to host the Steelers later in the season on a Thursday night. All right, I'll get to some of your tweets and your Facebook posts. What are the best matchups on the NFL schedule?
Big Chess Brown from now on.
Oh, seriously? The Raiders are going essentially 6 weeks without being at home. Talk about the travel, the crazy schedules that affect teams that play on the West Coast, but also teams that end up playing overseas. The Raiders will travel 35,355 miles this season. This comes from
Mr. Big Chester.
I did not do that math either, Big Chester. John Plume of ESPN figured it out. He tweeted it. I saw this earlier. The Raiders will travel an NFL high 35,355 miles this season. That's if they go directly as the crow flies. So, yeah, it's different for the Raiders because they were even searching for a home until recently. But just the idea that it will be such a tough road for them can't appeal to Big Chester.
AB can't do no more unguarantees.
I guarantee you it's going to be a tough road this year for the Oakland Raiders. They may win, but it's not going to be easy. Lots of adversity. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It's hard to explain. Of course, I'm happy my guy's here, but at the same time, you build a relationship with the teammates and those other guys on that team, and that's really what is the hardest thing, you know, like seeing Saquon and Shep the other night, and like, you know, we were all like, damn, it's just different.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, Odell Beckham Jr., damn, it's just different. Well, yeah, there's a lot of things that are going to be different in 2019. Not the least of which is OBJ catching passes from Baker Mayfield instead of from Eli Manning. And the Browns right now are certainly a featured team on the NFL's primetime schedule. They've got four primetime games, including their first one that they'll host on Sunday Night Football in 11 seasons. On our Facebook page, producer Chris put up a snapshot of week one. And many of you are pointing to not the opening night game, which is one of the oldest rivalries in the NFL. Packers will be on the road at the Chicago Bears. And think about the Bears last year, the great turnaround they had in 2018, but also the excitement moving forward with that defense that's been so good, even though it lost Vic Fangio to the Broncos. And then the Green Bay Packers with a brand new, completely overhauled coaching staff. And lots of off-season drama that theoretically shouldn't affect them moving forward, but does, I think, put even more pressure on Aaron Rodgers to be the leader that so many people believe that he should be, could be, and with all the transition and the turnover, he's the one constant. I mean, think about it. There's been so much turnover with the Green Bay Packers, both the coaching staff, the front office, and their personnel on the field. He's the constant. It's similar to what we've seen now in Seattle. Not all the guys are gone from their Super Bowl appearances, but many of them are, and most of that roster is turned over. But what's the constant? Well, it's Pete Carroll and it's Russell Wilson, and you'll hear from them coming up here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. So the first game of the NFL season, September 5th, It's still quite a ways away. It's Packers and Bears. And this breaks from tradition in the league because what's happened most of the time, at least in recent memory, is that the Super Bowl champions are featured in primetime on that opening night game, and they have a chance to host this in, you know, incredible matchup and all of the excitement that comes with being the champs and raising the banner. Well, instead, they'll do that on Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So a lot of you are weighing in on Facebook and saying, that's the game that I've got circled on my calendar. You don't have to look any farther than week number one to get Steelers, whose offense will look, I don't want to say completely different, because even though they have now lost Le'Veon Bell for reals, they obviously got a great second season from James Conner. And so he's already in that role. It's easier to replace Le'Veon Bell when you had a head start. And then, of course, Antonio Brown. Yes, he was a major staple, a fixture in the offense for years, but Juju Smith-Schuster has now been in that system for two seasons, and last year was the Steelers' MVP, according to them. So they got a head start. They had an opportunity to see what life would look like without Brown and Bell before they actually face that reality. Billy says on Facebook, Steelers versus Patriots, though he spells Steelers like this, S-T-E-A-L-E-R-S. Is that a mistake or is that a real thing? Sometimes I get people who are anti-Pittsburgh describe them as the Squealers. So dumb. Anyway, I don't know if Billy did that on purpose or if it was just a victim of the phone autocorrect. But Steelers versus Patriots, and he says, I love your show from Nova Scotia. Awesome. Thanks so much for listening. Jeremiah says on Facebook, Chargers, Colts. That should be a good one, too. Steelers, Patriots. Those will likely be four of the six AFC playoff teams. So Jeremiah, he's already projecting into January of next year.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Mark says Cowboys Giants never disappoints. That's on Facebook. Mike says, oh, and he really breaks down the week one schedule. 49ers with Garoppolo back. Chiefs bounce back after being so close. These are all questions. Browns keep things going. Saints breeze another year of magic. And then at the end of his Facebook post, this is my favorite part. I feel it's early. Well, yes. Yes, it is. Whether you're talking about week one or whether you're talking about breaking down the NFL schedule in April. Yes, in fact, it is very early to be doing this. Thank you for the laugh. Let's see. Kenny doesn't care if OBJ completely got it wrong. He says the Browns game versus Tennessee. It will be nice to see how the Browns look with expectations. Texans and Saints, two good playoff teams from last year. And I want to see them out of the gate. And then Jesus says on Facebook, as a top fan, he's named himself a top fan. I like it. You just take charge. You own it here on Facebook, Jesus. Since I'll be traveling to the game from Dallas, Patriots versus Cowboys. So he's looking ahead to New England and Dallas.
Oh, yes.
Also, Jerry Jones will like this as well. I'll be taking my boys to their first Cowboys game at AT&T Stadium versus the Rams. That's one that I can sign up for as well. I have not yet been to Jerry World, AT&T Stadium, and people keep telling me it's a must-see. It's kind of on the bucket list. It's maybe dangling on the bucket list. I can't decide if it is or not. But one of these days, I do need to get to Dallas, not only to go to a football game there, but also to host a show from our affiliate in Dallas, 105.3. It would be great to do that because we have a lot of very loyal listeners in Texas, and I've done a lot of shows in Houston, but need to get to Dallas.
Oh, yes.
This is going to be really cool to see the anticipation build, and this is why the NFL does it. It's exactly why they play it out this way. Every single month on the calendar, they have some big event, whether it's the combine, whether it's the owners' meetings, whether it's rules changes, whether it's the schedule release. We're now just a week away from the NFL draft. Whatever it is, the NFL is masterful at keeping your attention. Just when you think your attention has waned. Nope, not so much. All right, so you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. That was weird. It was like my lounge singer voice. A-Law Radio. Or you can find us on Facebook. What are the best matchups of the NFL season? 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Brown Brothers here. We're here on behalf of the Raider Nation. Antonio Brown, Trent Brown. We're excited about the 2019 schedule. Trent, who we got this week, baby?
We got the Broncos Monday night, week one.
I like that.
5 straight away game, but we're going to be all right, though.
Are we on roll 5 weeks straight?
5 weeks straight.
NFL. What's after Thanksgiving? Because we know, like you know, after Thanksgiving, football is for real.
Football start, yeah. So after Thanksgiving, we got Kansas City, Tennessee.
It's the Wild Wild West, man. Some big ends Trent going to be having put on their back.
And then we finish it out at Denver. We got to get to the playoffs, though.
We're extremely excited about the year, the schedule. It's a little crazy. We don't control the schedule. We just control what we do on the schedule. So see y'all in the stadium near you.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Antonio Brown and Trent Brown, killer bees in a different place. Oakland Raiders schedule. Now, they were 4-12 last season, and as they're getting ready to make this transition to Las Vegas, of course, it took them forever to find a home. We now know this will be their final season in the Bay Area. And in case you're wondering, their final home game comes in mid-December, even though it's not their home, but it's been their home for a while at the Coliseum. So the Jaguars, the Jaguars with Nick Foles as their starting quarterback on the road at the Raiders in week 15. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So as you hear Antonio Brown and Trent Brown in this video, well, you kind of get the idea that they're going to take it as it comes, but scoffing at the way that the NFL set up the Raiders in 2019. And I just saw this post on our Facebook page. Chris says, my Raiders got screwed with their schedule. All right.
So I like that.
If you had any high hopes for the Oakland Raiders in 2019, are they now dashed by what you've seen with the schedule? Producer Chris put up a poll on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Are you feeling better, worse, or the same about your NFL team's prospects in 2019 after seeing what the schedule had to offer? I'll just admit it right now. I have not pored over the entire schedule for every single team, but I've had fun looking at the primetime games, looking at week one to be sure, looking at some of the divisional matchups, and then seeing which divisions will match up with other divisions and some of the different ways that the NFL has set up road games versus home games, and that's what I've highlighted with the Oakland Raiders. Talk about a really difficult stretch in September and October. I don't know that any other team has a stretch like this. Reminds me of, well, the Pittsburgh Steelers had a really tough stretch last year at the end of the season. Now, they did themselves no favors by losing games they should have won, by coughing up big leads at home, but they had a pretty tough finishing stretch. Well, for the Raiders, you can look at this six-week stretch in September to late October and think it could make or break John Gruden's club.
Are we on roll 5 weeks straight?
5 weeks straight.
So they take on the Vikings in Minnesota, then the Colts in Indianapolis, then the game that they take on the Bears in London, which is supposed to be a home game. I'm using my air quotations. But of course, it's not a home game. And for the Oakland Raiders, it's a brutal travel schedule. That's their home game in the midst of these five. But yes, it is actually a road game. Then they come back from London to take on the Packers at Lambeau and the Texans in Houston. Does the NFL have an axe to grind against the Raiders? Maybe punishing them in their final season? Or maybe this. Maybe wanting it to be so bad for Raiders fans in the Bay Area this year that they're happy to see them go to Vegas. They cut all ties. I know I'm being facetious, but man alive. John Gruden has to be fuming a little bit. We have to see red Chucky face just a little bit.
Y'all in the stadium near you.
Over the schedule. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Well, some of you are finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. What's the best matchup on the NFL schedule? Or since it's impossible to narrow it down to one, really. I tweeted about two of them. What are the games that stand out? For this Cowboys fan, he sends me a poop emoji. Same Pope. Oh my gosh. That was an insult to the Pope. Or is it an insult to the poop emoji, depending on how you look at it. There goes the perfect show, right? Cowboys fan says, same poo, new year. I mean, last year was an NFC East division title. You have no expectations after that? Donna says on Twitter, wow, Seahawks, San Francisco, Monday Night Football, then a bye. Then the Seahawks, Eagles, Sunday Night Football. Seahawks, Vikings, Monday Night Football. Seahawks, Rams, Sunday Night Football. Only one in Seattle. That's the Vikings. Hope America loves the Hawks. They're going to be seeing them 4 out of 5 weeks in a row. And then she says, are the Seahawks America's team? Yeah, it's weird sometimes how the NFL does the schedule. And I know they have a lot of things to consider. But checking out the Seahawks schedule, the Oakland Raiders also get to play there. They do have the Rams. Let me see, you know, figure out which week this is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so they have the Rams on Sunday Night Football in week number 5. The Seattle Seahawks go on the road at Cleveland in week number 6.
Poop fest.
And you think about later in the season is what she was talking about. Having the Niners and the Eagles on the road. And these are not all Sunday Night Football games. So, Donna, they're not all Sunday Night Football, but they are some of them primetime games, nationally televised to be sure. But 3 weeks in a row, they go Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football. Yeah. Well, the Seahawks very often, if they're not in primetime, play in the late window. And because there are fewer games scheduled, at what is a 4 o'clock Eastern time start or a 1 o'clock West Coast start, there are fewer games in that window. And when the Seahawks are home or when they are in the Pacific time zone, of course, they're in that late window. And so that means just because there are fewer choices, they often end up as a nationally televised game. Tweet from a Steelers fan. Never mind the schedule. I feel great knowing the cancer, a.k.a. Antonio Brown, is 3,000 miles away and not in Pittsburgh anymore.
Big Chest Brown from now on.
No, just Big Chester. Chester is an actual name. Although maybe Chester's out there don't feel so good about me renaming Antonio Brown.
Big Chest Brown.
So what are the best games on the NFL schedule? And coming up after the top of the hour, we'll do a little QB news because Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll sat down for their love fest after Russell's big time contract extension.
I had doubt in the play call.
There are just moments that will never go away, right? That's in our After Hours Hall of Fame. The call, Pete Carroll throwing it on the goal line instead of handing it to Marshawn Lynch. Do you think Marshawn Lynch still goes over that play in his mind? Pete Carroll might. I don't know if Marshawn Lynch does. Pete Carroll might. Russell Wilson might. But the moment that was captured on NFL Films that's in the Hall of Fame is Pete Carroll saying, "We were trying to waste a play. We just thought we'd throw it away. That was a good thought, a good idea." It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Justin, who's in Texas. Justin, welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And you definitely have to come to Cowboy Stadium, AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, I would like to.
Yes. Dang, Dallas' schedule looks pretty rough with the NFC, the AFC East, and also the NFC North.
Wait, did you say you're afraid of the AFC East?
I said they're pretty tough. They're pretty tough.
Huh. I mean, they've got one really tough team in the AFC East.
Yeah, but the Dolphins have been playing good of late as far as decently. And, okay. You know, I mean, I think they play hard. I mean, they're a tough team. You know,
I mean, I think they'll be tougher this year because of Brian Flores, but they were so tough that they got Adam Gase fired last year.
Right. I'm super glad that they didn't take Chris Richard because I think he's a must at Dallas, having at Dallas. But, yeah, with the Rams, they also got the Rams, the Bears.
The Saints.
Yeah, they got the Saints. But I'm thinking in November when you got to go to New England, you got to go to Chicago, and then you got to go to Philly. That's a lot of cold weather games back to back to back.
Mm. They have a stretch in November where they're on the road at Detroit, at New England, home to take on the Bills, and then right back on the road to play the Bears in Chicago. Plus, following that week, and now we're into mid-December, they are back to take on the Rams. So that's also a stretch in the schedule where the Cowboys are going to make or break.
I'm hoping 11-5, 10-6 more likely, but... Yeah, they got definitely a tough schedule and a lot of contracts coming up still on what they're going to do.
Yeah, well, they've got big decisions to make for sure about their quarterback spot, and that's just the very beginning. Justin, thank you so much for your phone call. Good to talk to you in Texas. Hope to see you at some point. 105.3 The Fan, it's a destination for our radio show. The Cowboys play 6 games against teams that made the playoffs a year ago. That includes the reigning Super Bowl champion Patriots. So now looking at their schedule, and it's always really competitive in the NFC East. Seems like that division is never decided before, say, week 16, week 17. It always goes down to the wire. This kind of stuff is getting me fired up. You too, huh, Jerry? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.